This week's a good one. I've got the boys from Active Strength Co., Ali Day and Anthony Bartolo. These guys have got a pretty cool idea on where the fitness industry is going, and one of them looks good in sluggos. Let's hear more.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition. This podcast is brought to you by Hydroxy Burn Shred. Get in the fat burning zone, both physically and mentally, with this potent combination of thermogenic fat burners and mood boosting nootropic ingredients. Scientifically designed to help you reach your weight loss goals, destroy stubborn fat cells, speed metabolism, boost energy, and improve your mood. With an industry leading 4 grams of acetyl L-carnitine plus green tea extract, guarana, and hydroxy citric acid, Hydroxy Burn Shred will take your training and weight loss journey to a whole new level.
Welcome to the home of Fit, Happy, Healthy, Body Science HQ. Today, Anthony Bartolo and Alistair Day, you might have seen him running around with not much on the beach. These guys are the owners of Active Strength Company. Active is a health and fitness facility on the Goldie. They really want to inspire and empower, and they've got a really cool idea on what they're doing with members and what they want to see in the industry. So boys, Ali, welcome aboard, mate.
Thanks for having us on, mate.
Bart.
Thanks for having us, mate.
Mate, really good to have you guys on. Before we start, let's get some social media handles out there. Hey, what's yours, Ali?
It's just all one word, just Alistair Day.
I think we can do that. A-L-A-S-T-A-I-R Day.
D-A-Y, easy.
Yep, got that one.
Mine's a bit trickier than Ali's. It's Anthony Bartolo __.
You trying to tell me there were already two people that had Anthony Bartolo?
Mate, I'm telling you, there are.
That's a popular name.
Mate, there's about 100 of them in Malta. There's millions of us. We come over here in droves about 50 years ago.
Hey, if you want to check the boys out, it's at the Big A for Instagram, ACTV Strength Co. Check it out. Some good things on there. Lots of cool things happening. Guys, let's rip in. How does someone who's won, let's be honest, Ali, where are we at here? You've won 6 Cool and Gator Golds and pretty much have owned that by the sound of it, apart from Kane. You and Kane Eckstein sort of own that for the last few years, haven't you?
Correct, yeah.
How do you hook up with someone who played football for the Batley Bulldogs in Leeds? Like, how did you two actually meet? Because just checking you out and your tans out, you both don't hang at the beach. One of you does.
Yeah. That's Bart. Bart's there. He's always at the beach. He's
no shirt on, out there sunbaking.
Yeah, yeah. That's how he has all these meetings.
Yeah, it's actually a good story. We met through a mutual friend, and one afternoon I went up to what Active is now, the old facility, and went in, walked into the room, met Bart's, didn't really know what to think at the start, but definitely walked away with a really good feeling. Yeah. And then pretty much we met the next day, didn't we, mate? I just said, yeah, I'm in. Let's create something together. So that's kind of the back end of the story, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, I think the big thing is our values aligned, and we could tell that very early days. From the get-go, we just thought, I felt an awesome energy from Ali, and that was reciprocated. So from that point, we wanted to create something that we both believed. So again, those values aligned, so we made it work from there.
It's pretty cool, just two guys that had so many mutual friends and probably bumped into each other a handful of times, but never had been formally introduced, and that's kind of how Active came about. So it's a good story, and it's something that, yeah, as Bart said, we're just both on the same page from the get-go, and hopefully we can keep it that way.
That's one of the good things about sport, isn't it? Like you start meeting people in all different sports, and the connections and the trust and things just start to roll out from that. So guys, you've created ACTV, if anyone's looking for it. That's because you're dyslexic, Bart, is that right?
I am dyslexic.
So you're meant to register Active, and that's what come out?
100%.
I tell you what, mate, I love it.
Yeah,
it's a win.
The school system in Mackay isn't that great, mate. I'll slip through the cracks.
We love our people in Mackay. No, dyslexic, I don't know a lot about it, but man, tough.
No, it is. I mean, it's something that I wasn't diagnosed with as well till later on in life. So I went through school pretty much thinking I was stupid. It took me, I was lucky enough to get out of Mackay through rugby league, moved down here, and did my apprenticeship as a Sparky.
Oh, did you?
Then, yeah. From there, sort of just...
You had a crack at you were playing for the Seagulls for a few years?
Yeah. Moved down, played for Seagulls for a couple of years and finished my trade. And from there, I always had a sort of passion for the other side of sport. So the strength and conditioning side and just people moving in general. After years of playing footy, I sort of fell out of the footy circles and was looking for something. So it led me to health and fitness, and I haven't looked back since.
And you guys don't play the game of here's a gym, come on in, we're a member, do whatever you want. You're all about specific, progressive, systemized training. Is that right?
Exactly right. 100%. So, and that community. Community is the main word there.
Yep.
We're big big on knowing people's stories, not just you're another member of the gym. We know who you are and we want to get your personal goals within that group setting. So it's completely...
Just rip into your four Fs now. Like, just go...
Yeah, so the four Fs...
Do you want me to ask Ali what they are and then we'll both laugh and then you can say it? Yeah.
So...
Do you know what they are?
Yeah. I'll pass that on to Bart so he can answer the four Fs. So you're, as I said, mate, I'm just the face.
Your performance model is based on four Fs.
Exactly right.
Ali, so what do you reckon they are?
No, I do know.
I know you do. I'm just taking the piss. Yeah. Here they are on this piece of paper, mate. If you want to read
them. Thanks, mate. Yeah.
The four Fs, they're our four pillars. Through force is our strength component. Obviously, we're moving tin around, so it's going to make us bigger, stronger, and better athletes. If you're not an athlete, just a stronger person for everyday things. Your fitness is the conditioning side of things. So being fit, your aerobic capacity, your form. Obviously, form is extremely important. Yeah. It's something that we're passionate about at Active, is making sure people are moving right. Because again, it comes down to longevity and people doing this for a long time. Because we're all passionate about it. We all want to move till we're 60, 70 years old.
So, mate, I'm 50. We want to move past that, just so you know. Okay?
Well, yeah, exactly right. Yeah. 80, 90. Let's
Well, I've got to stop interviewing 30-year-olds. Hey, like, seriously, it's killing me.
And then our flexibility, again, extremely important pillar.
Massive.
We want to be able to move and we want to be able to move correctly. So flexibility is very important for that.
So how did you guys come up with the four Fs? Like, did you sit down together and go, how do we be different? I'd really be keen to hear how, you know, you're both from completely different sports and I'm not sure, we might touch on it soon, like how much in the gym work you actually do or did. That may have changed recently dramatically based on owning a gym. That would definitely change my approach. But how you two actually came up, because, you know, fitness, force, form and flexibility, they're not traditional pillars, as you said, that, you know, the majority of the gyms are running on. I mean, there's some really cool gyms around Australia now, as we all know. But so how'd you guys come up with that?
I think, me being an Ironman, Bart's being, you know, a footy player, we came together, we gelled well. And then when we first started talking about Active, they were the four things that we wanted people to do and do them well. Obviously, I love the fitness component, but I also understand that you've got to have that force component. You've got to be able to move well with your flexibility and you've got to do all of that with good form. And I think Bart bring that in as well. So it was one of those things that just kind of happened pretty organically. Like it just happened straight away. And we're like, you know, for me, when I'm training, and I know when Bart's is training, we're just trying to focus on those four things, and that's what we want our members of the gym doing too.
Yeah, nice. So where is the gym? Let's tell people.
It's just at the back of Burley, so industrial estate there.
So if someone's come to the Gold Coast and they want to have a train, who do they contact?
Contact us through Instagram or my number's at the bottom, so give me a call and I'm sure we'll sort you out.
Email's on our website too. So
ACTVstrengthco.com for anyone who's hooking up this way. So let's talk about you, Ali, for a little while. Like, mate, tell us a little, for those people in the fitness industry that may live in a bubble and not know who you are, and obviously don't eat Nutri-Grain, because you would be been on the front of a Nutri-Grain box once or twice, wouldn't you?
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
Mate, how do you train? What do you do? What's a day sound? What's a week sound like for you?
Yeah, so I race as a professional Ironman, and people obviously get that confused with cycling and running and things like that. So the best way to explain it is everything's in the ocean. So ski, like almost like a canoe sort of kayak, and then you're on a board in a prone position. So, and then swimming, and you use a run to transition all those legs together. A race can go from, as you mentioned before, like a cooling out of goal, which goes for 4 hours, and then it can go all the way down to a 15-minute sort of sprint race. So it's a very unique sort of sport, and Australia love watching it. I can answer that for people. Roughly a week would be four swims in the pool, five to seven Ks, you know, running three or four times a week. I'm in the gym a couple of times a week. And then in the afternoons, the best part of the day, I get to go to the beach, either on the ski or the board. And then on a Saturday, we finish with a big Ironman session. So roughly, depending on the time of the year, like I'm racing it every 3 weeks at the moment, so training's not as intense. But in the lead up, in our off season or pre-season leading into the cooling out of gold, it can be like 40 to 45 hours sort of thing a week of just training. So I love it, and I'm really lucky that I get to do it.
Nice. So, but Bart, how do you program for Ali? Like, do you get his strength program going for him, and have you got him doing something different? That,
mate, Ali's pretty much his own beast.
Yeah,
Ali is pretty much doing his own thing. I think Ali's pretty cutting edge in that sport. For him, he looks after himself, to be absolutely honest.
I mean, yeah, okay.
If there's something Ali wants, Ali will get it. And that's, I've seen him over the last couple of years. He's an absolute meticulous athlete. He's one of the best at preparing for something I've ever seen. And he knows what he needs. Ali's pretty much sailing his own ship there, to be honest.
Yeah, nice. Good work, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Who else is training at your gym that we should know about?
We got young TJ Hendy in there. He's another surf athlete. He's on the rise. He's really turned a few corners, especially in the last 6 or 7 weeks. He had an awesome race 2 weekends ago.
And are they embracing your 4Fs in there?
100%. Like, yep. Our athletic development program is actually just starting to kick off. So we're really starting to get some good people in there and responding well. I've had TJ for about 4 or 5 months now, and seeing where he's come from, not only physically, but his mind. It's a massive part that I think probably gets left out a little bit for strength and conditioning coaches, and that's preparing an athlete's mind. It's one thing getting them in there to stick to 4 pillars of what we call health, but yeah. The mind is definitely in there as well. Something that we've been working on Teach, and he's really, really looking good for the next couple of races. So.
And Ali, speaking of the mind, how do you keep your focus? What's a cool and get a goal? How many hours?
Oh, four. Just four hours. Depending on the conditions, mate. So yeah. The day we got last year in October, we flew down from Cooley to Mermaid around that area, but then we had to punch back into it. So punching back into a southerly, it's like literally someone's got a garden hose and they're just spraying you in the face for the next 2 hours. So
what are you thinking? Are you counting? What are you doing at that
stage? I am. I'm literally just breaking the race up into those four components and counting strokes and just trying to stay focused on the task at hand and not trying to think too far ahead. That sort of gets me across the line.
And do you have a lot of people that come to visit you guys at Active want to get a piece of that from you? Like everyone wants a magic pill, okay? There's something magic in everything. Everybody wants to. Do a lot of people come to you guys to work on, hey, I want to be number one and I want to know a little bit about this and I want to know a little bit about this? Is that?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like you said, everyone wants a magic pill. They don't understand what goes into becoming the best at your sport. So especially someone like Ali, who I hope you don't mind me saying this, but probably isn't the most naturally gifted athlete, but he's got the most work ethic out of anyone I've ever seen. So having that work ethic is something that those people can see, and what we try and show people, like it's not all about natural talent. Mm-hmm. If you've got the work ethic and you've got the hunger, you'll get there.
Is he the first person to ever say that you're not a naturally gifted athlete?
He says it to me all the time. Bart's is right. Like it's people come into the gym because they want to be better. We want people to come into the gym and go, yeah, let's get into it today and let's be better when we walk out than when we walked in, you know what I mean? And that's what I do at training. I'm sure that's what you do at work. That's what Bart's does every day. We're just trying to improve people every day, whether that be physically, or mentally. That's the best part of the job.
So what are some personal goals from you two joining up together? Are we going to dominate the world? Are we going to focus on...
Well, mate, from the start, I mean, we wanted more than one facility and we're still charging for that.
Because you're quite the little entrepreneur, aren't you? Like you're hidden behind all that. That little, you know, Active Strength T-shirt. He's got quite a few things on the roll for you. So,
yeah, we'll just talk about Active today, mate. Oh, I don't like the word entrepreneur either. I think
I hate it too.
Yeah, something that I got into the business world about 3 or 4 years ago now, and it come from doing something I didn't like doing. Yeah. It's that simple. I was going to work every single day thinking this is shit. Yep. Honestly, there's got to be something more to life. So the thing that was stopping me was a fear of failure. And I think that stops 99% of the population. Is that?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Exactly right. Yeah. And that could be everyday things. It could be anything. But for me, that fear of failure was really stopping me. And I just woke up one day and thought, you know what, fuck this. I'm going to try something. I'm going to step out of my comfort zone. And from there, it's amazing how doors open and when you put it out to the universe and things happen for you. So obviously you got to work. They just don't come. But it was amazing to just see when doors started opening and then the money starts coming slowly, and it's not all about that, because
anyone who's doing it for money will fail
100% 100%, but
because it doesn't come quick enough.
Yeah, exactly right. But those people that are out there, they're struggling or whatever, it's the money does come if you're persistent with your passion, and that's something that I've found over the last 3 or 4 years, and I don't think I'll ever be able to work for anyone again.
I think we found Australia's next motivational speaker here. What do you reckon? I'll be ringing him before next week's race.
He's reading this off his hand.
I studied that all night.
Yeah, he didn't sleep last night.
I've been studying that for years. I can't read, so.
yeah, fair call. Even better, mate. Like, cheers to you on that. Yeah. Why health and fitness? Because, I mean, you're obviously talking about being an electrician.
Exactly.
You said you hate life.
Yeah. For me, like I said before, when I stopped playing footy, my identity was rugby league. And like I said, I wasn't a world beater, but for 25 years of my life, I trained two or three times a week with the boys. I had game on the weekend, and that was purely my identity, I thought. Yeah. That's it. And then when I stopped, to be honest, I fell into a bit of a hole. I felt a bit depressed for about 8 months. And I know that word gets thrown around a bit loosely these days, but I was definitely in a hole. So I got off my ass one day and I started going to the gym, started feeling better through movement and being a part of something again. it really changed the way I was thinking at the time. And for me, I really wanted to pass that on. Through that come education and learning a little bit more about the body, yeah, rather than just flogging yourself day in, day out. From there, I just wanted to share that knowledge and passion for movement pretty much.
Yeah, so, nice. Yeah. Is the gym you're in, is that Coyne's old gym?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is? Coyne, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
How you going, Coyne? Hope you're good, mate. Better be listening. So you guys would have played together at Seagulls,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, me and Coyne played together at
and
Seagulls.
And Sel? Yeah. Old Sel used to be here as well?
Yeah, played with Sel at Seagulls. So me and Sel moved from Mackay together.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Me and Sel played a lot of junior footy together.
Okay.
Played our last years of school footy together in year 11 and 12 for St. Pat's there. Pretty prominent rugby league school.
I went fair forward pack running up there at that stage. You
scary.
Mate, I was actually I was the smallest back row of all time, but I was so tiny. But
well, the health and fitness industry is doing well for you now.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. It's,
you can see my camera there.
All right. Just catch me side on the camera, will you?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it became a little bit. And I'll give you a plug here. I mean, body science had a lot to do with that. When we first moved down to Seagulls, body science were very, very in that community.
Yeah, looked after the boys for a long time. Yeah.
So well, I remember going to the little store at Miami there. We used to stock up and we thought it was Christmas. We honestly did. So we've sort of grown up with your company as well, yeah, because back then I moved down in 2003. So, I mean, it wasn't the most, it was starting to get there. There's no doubt about that, but it wasn't the most prominent company around.
No, that's 18 years ago or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not a mathematician, exactly, but it's got to be close.
It'll be close, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So we jumped on board the BSC train and we haven't stopped since. So
I love that.
Yeah, there's a bit of protein in this body, mate. Bit of hydroxyburn.
Yeah, we like that. Oh, great name drop too. I've got to appreciate that. Yeah. Okay. Back to the fitness space. Just back to you, Ali. Like, as a professional athlete, why would you want to get into health and fitness? I mean, what you do to yourself is not health and fitness. Like, you punish yourself. Like, you go to extremes. You know, everything's running at full revs. What makes you think about this health and fitness world and I'm going to get into a facility and we're not just going to be a gym. We're going to have a performance model and we're going to have athlete programs and do all this really cool stuff, which is great to see, but what makes you start that?
Just the love and the passion. Yeah. It's not the physical, it's the mental side of it. So I know how good it feels for me when I walk out after doing a session or going for a run or even having a swim at the beach or doing an Ironman session. It just feels good.
Yeah.
And then even yesterday, I'll give you an example. Like, I was training a couple of mums and, you know, I gave them the session. They were like, how am I going to do this? You know, I know they can do it physically, but the first thing they go to is mental. They're like, oh, I can't do this. And they end up getting through it and they're just, the smiles from ear to ear is just awesome. You feel proud of yourself. Like this morning, the last two mornings have been pretty tough in the pool for me. And sometimes you start the set going, how am I going to get through this?
Yeah.
So it's the ticking that huge challenge, just like the weight off your shoulders. Just, you know, you boys would know that feeling. It just feels so good when you overcome that challenge. And I just want to help people feel that feeling that I get every day, that feeling of reward and feeling good about yourself and feeling confident and things like that. So that's what I'm passionate about. And I think that's why I probably wouldn't be doing anything else, to be honest, Greg. Like, you know, from the age of 4 or 5, like, I've always loved the water, I've always loved exercising, and I'm 28 now and I still love it and I want to do it for as long as I can.
And mate, you're a gluten-free athlete, is that right?
Like, correct,
you suffer heavily from gluten intolerance, don't you?
Yeah.
Has that held you back as an athlete?
Yes and no. Yeah. I think it's been a really good thing for me because it's taken away certain foods and certain things that I haven't been able to have over the years, but it's definitely made me more meticulous. It's made me research things more. It's made me pick and choose what I actually want to have and how I want to train and how I want to feel. So I think it's been a blessing in disguise. There's definitely been times when I was a kid and, you know, all you wanted to do was go to McDonald's or go have a pizza or whatever. Couldn't do that. So now it's so great. Like, you guys are big advocates for it. Like, you can find good products.
Yeah, it's
good.
You
know, like, you can go grab a clean bar, you know, at a service station or at a Woolies or whatever, and you go, oh, how good is this? It's gluten-free.
Yeah.
You know, it's very handy for a professional athlete like me that can travel and take, you know, like a shake or whatever, you know what I mean, or a bar. So it's definitely gotten easier over the years, that's for sure.
And you think that's one of the drivers why you're in health and fitness now? Like, you actually, a lot of athletes are very single focused. I know where I want to be. I know where I want to go. And you've had this second thing out there, hang on, if I eat that, I can't train. I can't do all the things I want. I'm going to be in a corner crying to mum or something. Like, it's gluten Torrance is pretty aggressive for someone, and you obviously were. Do you think that's what's pushed you more towards the health and fitness too? Because you had, you mentioned the word research, and I'm just jumping all over that now. Like, you had to do a lot of research on what you were doing and what you could and can't.
Couldn't do.
Wow.
Even to even now, every day, and Bart's is the same as me too. Like, we always, we want to know what we're putting in our bodies. We want to know not just for ourselves, but we want to know for the members at the gym, like what works. Like, Bart's would be able to say that. Like, his body's been an experiment for what, the past.
Yeah, I mean, I've done all sorts of things to test it. I mean, if there's a new fad diet out, give it a go and see what happens.
So, yeah.
Obviously, with my own research, I won't do anything crazy, but...
You don't look like you've done a lot of vegan recently, mate.
Yeah, no, there's not.
Not a lot of vegan?
Mate, there's not
maybe a bit of carnivore, you reckon, Ali?
That's his thing, I think. Kangabang, mate. What tries to get me on there?
I'll tell you what, Kangabang is one of the best.
But yeah, it's been a blessing in disguise for me, to be honest, mate. And yeah, I've been the same as Bart. I like to try different things, see what other athletes are doing, and then I guess first and foremost, if you can't really choose what works for you doesn't work for me, so you got to figure that out. So I've been really lucky with that.
And is your sport doing a lot in that area now of health and fitness? Is it a lot more than just what it used to be from the old days?
I think it is. Yeah, it's gone are the days where it's just like, oh, just train hard. You know, just, oh, Greg, train even harder. Like, you're not training hard enough. It's, you got to, yeah, train hard, but you've also got to have a good diet. You've got to have a good mindset. You've got to have, you know, a whole bag of skills that you can do consistently every day over a certain amount of years to get good at our sport. And I think our sport's really healthy at the moment. Yeah. We've got our Ocean 6 series or our Nutri-Grain series. Every Friday afternoon before we race, you get to watch a heap of young kids coming through, you know, someone like Brielle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Only a young kid won her first. I think she was maybe 20 or how old was she last year?
She's just, she's the same age as my daughter, so I would know the answer to that.
So we might have to cut.
She would be 19 turning 20.
You're an awesome.
Sorry, Greg. Put him on the spot there. But that's a great example. It just goes to show that young kids coming through that can win series at that age. In the males, you know, at 21, I would have never stood a chance. But I think there's young kids now that can come up and win races and win a series overall.
Who's been your fiercest competitor over your journey?
Probably Kendrick and Pooley.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd like to say Shannon and his brother Kane, they've always sort of been there, but because they're a lot older than me, we've never really had that.
Yeah, you got the goat over there.
Yeah, I've never had that rivalry. And the same with Kai and Zane as well. But with Pooley, he's a couple of years older than me and Kendrick, and me and Kendrick sort of had raced the whole way through under 14s till now. And
is that right?
Yeah, and we're still going head-to-head sort of thing. So it's one of those relationships with Kenj that, you know, when we're out there racing, it's every man for himself.
So who gets his shirt off first, Pooley or Kendrick? Like?
Oh, Pooley.
Pooley?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And he's, I mean, Pooley.
I love both those guys too. I'm just taking the piss here. They are legends. They are both good boys.
You know, Pooley taught us when we were training on the Sunshine Coast, taught me and Kendrick a lot. And I think
that's right. You're all together up there at one stage.
We were.
Yeah.
You know, we were all together and with those two guys. And I'd like to think they'd probably say the same thing. We all helped each other. I don't mean we were at home helping each other cook meals and things like that, but every day at training, it was like a race.
Yeah.
So that we're all training in different locations now, but I'd like to think that we all got a hell of a lot out of that over those like 3 or 4 years we trained together.
You've done a lot for the sport. You guys are all household names. It's amazing what you've done. So let's talk more about your training methods. What do you do in the gym? Like, if I rock up to your place, what's different about you to me rocking into some other gym?
I guess the big thing, the first thing we do is we make sure we sit the individual down, go through their personal goals. Like I said, I think in a group setting, in a group sort of fitness gym, the people's personal goals can be easily lost. So we sit them down.
So you're all about the team environment in your gym?
100%. Yeah, that community is paramount. So we sit them down and go through their personal goals. We give them a little bit of advice around nutrition, our sort of philosophies around nutrition and how they're going to get the best benefits out of their training, because if you're going to train like a Ferrari, you may as well be fueled correctly.
Absolutely.
You may as well get the best out of it. It's
a package, so if you're going to put it in.
Exactly right. So we make sure that their nutrition's in line. From there, we keep them accountable for those goals, and they can keep us accountable too. They've written those goals down, so we are saying we're going to help you achieve these. So if they're doing everything right and then they're not getting them, they can throw it back on us and we can help them get there again. We have that little conversation where, look, if you're doing everything and you're honestly doing everything, then come and see us and we'll make sure you get it. That's a big thing. And then from there, our our principles are much like any other gym. It's around the strength and doing the movements correctly, and then we get into the aerobic stuff sort of at the end of workouts. Every workout we'll make sure the heart rate gets up. So
you mix it up a fair bit.
100%. I mean, as far as the aerobic stuff goes, we make sure that the simple lifts are still there. My philosophy is there's no point reinventing the wheel.
So if I'm rocking up to active, what's a week look like for me? What are we into? What do I expect out of it? How am I going to feel?
Yeah, so you'll get the best of both worlds. You get a strength program, you get your basic powerlifting movements, and you'll get accessory movements on that for injury prevention. Then you'll get your aerobic fitness stuff at the end. So you're going to get your heart rate up every single day there. We just make sure that we get a bit of both. We make sure that the strength component is there, and then that aerobic stuff just tops you off at the end.
Nice. And you talk about community a lot, and obviously for you, the surf community is massive. Like, it's one of the biggest organizations in Australia, is that network. How do you take what you've learned from that to active?
That's a good question. You're right. With the Surf Life Saving community, with turning up to training every afternoon, you see a whole different, you know, vary of ages, you know, female, male, all levels of ability. And that's the same as our gym. And Bart's came from the same thing with footy. Like, you turn up every afternoon to see your mates at training. So we wanted to create a space where people would turn up, high five each other, get around each other. Sometimes it's not even really about the training, I believe. It's people turning up and seeing someone that they've just met at the gym, and they build on that. Their relationship starts, and then, you know, it's really cool. Like, within the gym at the moment, there's so many little groups of friends, and everyone helps one another, and feel like we've got some of the best members ever at the gym. And with Surf Life Saving, with footy for Barts, that's what we've tried to bring in, that high-fiving one another, that positive attitude, that great mindset. And I really think that's really starting to like kick into gear right now. It's a really cool atmosphere. We're training the guys this morning at 9:30, and there might be someone who's finished, but they're helping someone that's just, you know, that's still going, you know what I mean? And yeah, sometimes that stuff just happens automatically and organically. And I think me and Barts have definitely got in there and tried to really, you know, build that. And
yeah, it's that community vibe. The community vibe we got in there is incredible. It really is. Me and Ellie, from the start, like I said, our values aligned. And that's one thing that we wanted to build. We wanted to build a community of like-minded people that wanted to train hard and high five and slap each other's bottoms after it and have a bit of a laugh.
You both got blue cards, obviously.
I do. Wait, that's an old footy thing. You can't help it. A little bottom touch here and there.
Yeah. It never
it's
hurt
good,
anyone.
Though. Doesn't
it's
hurt great. Anyone. Yeah. Exactly right.
Gotta love your tribe.
Exactly right.
So where's this all going in the big picture? What's next for you guys in relation to active strength? Like,
mate, we're definitely looking at a few different roads at the moment, but we're reaching a stage now where facility number two is becoming a real thing. So our athletic development program is really just kicking off there. We've got that going on, but facility number two is definitely.
And are you specializing in any sports in your athletic development, or is it?
At the moment, like, we've got our junior athletic development program starting.
What's junior? Sorry.
Youth. So around the ages of 10s up until 18s sort of thing. Nice. So that's kicking off in a couple of weeks time at the gym. So teaching, I should have mentioned, just for surf athletes.
Okay.
Which I thought was, you know, obviously in my corner and something I'm really passionate about. And then at the moment, as Bart said, we've got an athletic, you know, older development program that's starting as well. We've got a couple of footy players, a couple of Ironman, a couple of touch players and things like that. And we're really looking to build that as well.
Yeah, nice. Mm. Great. Educating up. I love that. So you guys are pretty active. You know, you've got a good sync together and things. You look really comfortable together as, you know, two bum slappers. So here's a big one. What advice have you got for some young people that want to take the same journey? Someone who wants to take that first step forward. And I mean, obviously, Bart, you talked really passionately about that before. Like, what would you say to a couple of young guys that think, you know what, I need to do that too?
Depending on what space we're talking about, but let's say we'll go with the gym. If there's a couple of young blokes out there who want to start a gym, the first is to be in touch with your community.
Yep.
That's one thing where...
You mean you open the doors, they don't just walk in?
Yeah, definitely okay. not. Okay. So one thing we're really passionate about is getting out there, getting out to the people. And we've aligned with some good companies around, some good local companies, including yourselves, that have that same passion. We run outdoor workouts for the community. We get involved wherever we can. A lot of our members got together. They did a bit of a clean up at Burley Hill the other day. So
yeah, nice.
A lot of our members got together and went down there and helped out, making sure that we're present and actually making a change in the community. Not doing it for members to walk through the door, but doing it because we want to make a change. And I think if you get out and you listen to your community, they'll come to you in droves. But the other other thing is that we touched on before is just not being afraid to start, because you'll definitely have some bad days. There's no doubt about it. Yep. Probably at the start you'll have more bad than you'll have good. But if you keep and you be persistent, you'll get there if you really want it. I'm living proof of that, because like I said, I can barely read, I can barely write, but I'm persistent and I have a dig. And I think Ali in his sport is again, I'm going to run him down and say that he's not the most talented athlete.
That's
but,
number two.
But in all honesty, he knows how much he's got to work. Yeah. And these other boys might be able to rock up and not do as much. But if you're in there and you're having a dig, that's the first thing. So step outside that comfort zone and have a
So that's go. your bit of advice is learn what's around you and start.
100%.
Yeah. Nice. What about you, mate? What's your words of wisdom for a young person looking to start their own journey in some, and let's stay in the health and fitness industry?
Find a Bart's out there.
Find a Bart's.
He'll do it for you.
Yeah.
I think, off that, I would just say ask for help. Yep. You know, ask people like yourself or Bart's that are a little bit older or a little bit wiser and have been in that sort of space before or whatever it may be. And that hard work and that passion, I think.
Keep the hustle real.
Yeah. You said that magic pill before, like there's...
It doesn't exist, everyone. Yeah, just if you're looking for it, you can stop.
Like I walk downstairs before and you think, you look at all the athletes that are, you know, they've all got that same drive. You know, every successful person, business person has that. And you've got to have that and that passion to get up out of bed every morning, have that purpose. So I think if you have that and you surround yourself with like-minded individuals, that's when you really start to, you know, kick on and, you know, you have those, I think, you know, as Bart said, we've definitely had those harder days, but we've had one another to sort of help, you know, get us through. And it's really cool. We're sitting here filming and doing a podcast.
Yeah.
And that's big. It might not sound big for us, but it is, you know what I mean? This is a really cool reflection for the both of us to see how far it's got. So it's great.
Speaking of how far it's got, I mean, I think you guys missed a big thing when you're talking about what you should look for, because your branding is on point. Like, I love your brand. Who came up with that?
It was a bit of a collaboration between. Yeah.
We didn't have much time. I think we had a bit of butcher's paper.
I got a black pen on what? On a white bush. Hey, that actually looks good.
Yeah, we'll just go with that. Bart's trying to write active and he came up with that.
That's pretty much how it went.
We
just had a bit of a whiteboard session with our wives, not my wife and Ali's soon-to-be wife. We got together and just had a bit of a whiteboard session. Sal actually got involved with that and helped us out there. He's got an eye for these things, so we just brought him in. He helped us out there as well. So pretty much that simple. We just started writing stuff on butcher's paper.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So that's the fourth element we've got. He's got to have a good partner behind you. Is that what I picked up from
definitely.
Both of you then?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And again, those values aligning, because I've been into business with a few people that you think it starts all right. Obviously, you don't have the same values, and it can definitely buy you in the bottom. So
yeah, you spend a lot of time worrying about things you don't need to.
100%.
And did I hear you're getting married soon, mate? Is that
soon,
what I heard?
Yeah, April.
April.
April 13th.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's awesome.
Best man I know, Ellie.
Yeah. Bart's actually can't come, so. But yeah, it's kind of the only gap in my season or in my schedule that I can get it done. And not that I just want to get it done, get it out of the way. I definitely want to get a bit nervous about the whole ceremony and everything like that. But once that's done, I can kind of just relax. Oh, you guys could probably tell me what's it feel like.
No, I got married in Vanuatu, so we had heaps of carver and stuff, and I was like, woo. My wedding was still going 2 days after, because we just had like this tent. We had this tent, and we pretty much had 50 people come over, and it just that's kept perfect. Going. Yeah.
How good is that?
Still together 20 years later.
There you go. Mate, you another wedding in Vanuatu.
So, boys, what do you want to talk about now? Like, let's be honest. It's been me asking you a whole lot of questions. What do you want to tell people about what you're doing? Do you want to tell people about the industry, your passion? Like,
I think we've nailed it on the head, to be honest, mate. Like, the questions that you've thrown at us today have been perfect. We're a space at Burley that we, you know, love all the members that come in. We want to improve people. We want to make them better. We want to train hard. We want to help them achieve their goals. We want to create a good community. We want to have fun and, just be there for each other. I guess Bart's would probably be able to say that as well.
Again, we've hit the nail on the head on what we're about. We've got a passion to help people, and we're both into health and fitness. So it just makes sense. We love what we do. So we wake up every single day. We love what we do and we want to share that passion with the world. It's that simple. And we feel very privileged. Well, I know I do. I can only speak for myself. But every day I wake up, and I know it's cliche as hell, but I wake up and I can't wait to get in those four walls. So
pretty good.
Yeah.
Mate, when you're not going to work, it's the best day ever, isn't it?
No, it is.
Yeah, like when work's not work, but work is what your passion and love is.
Yeah. Obviously, there's stressful days and all the rest of it, but in the end, you still wake up with a smile on your face and know you're making a difference, and that's what we're doing. And It's amazing. It's a great feeling.
So, guys, you've heard the boys from Active, fitness, force, form, and flexibility. That's their four pillars they believe in. There's no magic pill. You just got to start. These are two young guys that are doing really well. It's great to see some people who, you know, I've known you a long time, back when you were training with the boys, and I used to look after all three of you up there at one stage. And it's been a great journey watching you just become a young adult like you are. Jeez, an inspiration, mate, to, you know, the crew here. We all love what you do. Mm. You're one of the nicest guys in the sport I've ever met. But, mate, anything else that you've given, you've given people advice, you've taken that first leap, would you ever say don't do it? Would you ever go, don't start it, boys, have a crack, just get your process right?
Not in a million years.
Not in a million years.
And the thing is, not that I'll let Active fail, but if it's, say, worst case, say it did, I'll walk away a smiling person, because if I've had a go, I've learned a million lessons, I've met a million new people. It's been an amazing experience and an amazing journey. So it doesn't matter. It's that fear of failure again. You just got to step away from that, and in the end, have a crack, and you'll get a feeling of accomplishment just there, just by having a crack. Because there's 99% of people out there that don't have a crack, so there's so much merit in that. I'd rather be the bloke that tries and be 90 years old sitting in a rocking chair thinking, geez, I wish I had a crack at that. So
yeah, that's gold, mate.
It's a big driver, because we're all going to get old and we're all going to have regrets. So try it now while we can to do something with your time, because it's precious. And people think that time, you've got all the time in the world, but you literally don't. You've got to start now. It's that simple. Start now.
Yeah, nice. No crack. Nice. I just a little throw out there. When I first started body science, I didn't get paid for 4 years. So it's all about support network, like you guys have been saying. 100%. You know, it's that support network is getting out there. It's
four
doing.
Years.
You got it there, mate. And then I took $400 and thought I was a king.
Yeah, and people don't understand that. People
I was fist pumping at $400.
I get it. You get a lot of people saying, talking about business, and they think you're absolutely killing it from the start.
Mate, hard yards.
100%. People don't understand. Like, you have something and they want to be a part of it, but there's a lot of hard work that goes.
I definitely thought as soon as we had the name, the Instagram pages, and I was like, sweet.
We're good.
People will just turn up now. You know, Bart's and his wife and my partner, they, you know, and then all the other guys did so much. And I remember just turning up on a Saturday, just going back and forth to the tip and to Bunnings and to all these things. I'm just going, when is this going to end?
Mm.
Yeah, before we opened, me and Ellie actually got really sick. We were working around the clock. I ended up with swine flu. I was in hospital for
stop it, really?
Oh, mate. We were just working around the clock, just trying to get it done.
Mm.
And I was in hospital, and Ellie got sick as well. So one of our other business partners that's involved with us, Matty Powell, he was carrying the team with our wives.
But it's all about that surrounding team. Is you can't you shouldn't try to do things on your own. You just
exactly right.
Yeah, and you never think, oh, it's never like that's it. Like it's just like, oh, it's open now, it's just gonna run. There's always something every day that's okay, we've got to do that now.
I mean, that's another myth. I think
people think that's like,
once I get to a spot, it's going to be it, and I've made it. But once you get to that spot, you're looking there's for another next, spot, and there's more work to do.
Mate, big chat. I've enjoyed this one. Probably the big thing from that is no such thing as a magic pill, crew.
Mm. Mate, well, there is a magic pill. I'll give you another plug. That's Sleep RX. Honestly, it's a life changer, absolute game changer for me.
This podcast brought to you by Hydroxyburn Sleep RX.
Greg's not paying me any extra. I'm
vegan and gluten free.
Mike for me.
You know what I love most about this? Like, you guys were both in the body science family at different, ends. And not that we joined together, but everyone's come back together. That's what gives me so much joy in this business. Yeah. You know, I reflect every morning when I get up. Dr. Craig Duncan, I did a podcast with him, and he did the Socceroos and a whole lot of guys in that human performance area. And he said, first thing when you get up, Greg, sit on the edge of your bed and just reflect on what you're thankful for.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really thankful that you guys have been part of our journey, and, you know, it's good. And I'm glad that, you know, we've got so many good stories. And once again, the really good stories were done before we started podcasting, which is a mistake I make every week. But I should have that little sly microphone under the table getting the pre-podcast because, it's gold.
Well, it's reciprocated, isn't it, mate? Yeah, but as you said, we've both been, you know, and now we've got all our, you know, our crew using the gear, so it's awesome, and it is special, isn't
not the
it,
gear,
mate?
Body
just so you know, Lots of Day does not believe in the gear. Yeah, he's a natural athlete.
using the product.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But thanks for coming on board, guys. Really appreciate it. Let's catch up soon for another one. When you guys, I'd love to hear more about your athletic program once you've got up and going. Definitely. And some of the pros and cons and goals. And if we can, you know, help some other kids get started one day, happy days.
How good's that?
Perfect. Awesome. Thanks, mate, keep smashing that podium. We love seeing you up there.
Thanks, mate.
Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.